It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. BYU versus Liberty Week. It's the ninth game of the season for the BYU football team, and here at BYU practice now with D'Angelo Mandel, starting cornerback for the BYU team, was starter last week in the win against Utah State. And first off, D'Lo, congrats on the win. And how do you feel like you're playing right now and with your play at the moment for this defense?
Thank you. It was a good team win. Worked hard all week, thanks to Kalani. Me personally, I think it's a lot of things like still work on as far as being more physical and tackling and stuff. But, you know, you can always get better. It's a long season. So,
have those been kind of the key areas that you've worked on? Because I remember you started in week one against Utah, and there's been a lot of jockeying and battling in that cornerback spot. Has that been some of the biggest areas you've just been trying to improve your game?
Yeah, after the first game, Kalani talked to me, and he was concerned about me being more physical and tackling. He even told me, like, especially if you want to get to the next level, you got to be more physical. And if you want to help the team out, you got to sacrifice some things. So I spent, like, the next month just doing tackling school over in the corner and doing bag drills and stuff. And so work my way back up.
When you mentioned Kalani, it sounds like he's had a greater involvement with the defense, according to guys like E and whatnot. Just speak to maybe the impact that Kalani has had on the defense, including the secondary, if at all.
He's a lot more hands-on. Not that he wasn't before, but, like, he's just around a lot more. He's excited, bringing a lot of energy, and I think that's one thing that's a little different, especially when we play. Like, the energy he brings in practice is what we're bringing to the game now, too. So it's been a lot better.
But what was maybe kind of the resolve of the team after that 2-4 record that started at the midway point? What was kind of the message message with the team?
We knew how good we were. And we've shown it before against all those other big schools. And it was just we knew we needed to be more consistent and not to let this 2-4 thing be like a detriment and downfall. It was we need to pick this up right now, and it showed the past 2 weeks.
How excited has have you and this team been with the play of just the entire squad the last 2 weeks?
A lot more excited. I'm definitely like way more excited. But there's still a lot of things to get better at. I still feel like we could just blow some teams out.
It does feel like you guys have still yet to play maybe your best football.
Yeah, we played some really good games, don't get me wrong, but I also feel like there's things where you could just really just take over and really not make it as close as they should.
Talk with D'Angelo Mandel here on KSL News Radio. I'm curious, D'Lo, what's your major right now here at BYU?
Human development.
How's that been going for you?
It's been good. It's a short major. It's learning about like family skills, like family finance, parenting, and cooking and stuff, so it's been good.
And how is what's been the coaching like from, or receiving the coaching from Jerome Guilford? What's he like with you and the cornerbacks?
He's very hands-on. He's just very honest. He always tells us what we need to work on, but he's also very uplifting too. Especially if you mess up, because a corner is a very like mental position. It's very, if you mess up, it's all snap, but he's very like, come on, next one, so.
What do you make of this Liberty passing attack? It sounds like they got a pretty good wide receiver, guy that might be drafted in the NFL this next spring. What do you make of this Liberty offense?
It's good, but it's another challenge for us, another chance to show how good we are, so I'm excited.
And how much of a confidence builder can that Utah State performance be for you guys?
I wouldn't necessarily say like a confidence builder. Not that a win isn't good, but it's just we know that we should have been playing like this all season long, so it's just good to recognize it again.
D'Lo, good luck this week. Stay healthy, and I look forward to watching you again this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.